whose drawings described the most intimate contours of the male body, recommended that his rival's creation required some decent ornament. 4 weeks later, it was ready, a brass girdle that sprouted 28 copper leaves. So David began his public life in pants. Pants fit for Montreal, but not, I think, for Queen Victoria. Sorry.
Indeed not. That was the fourth part of this week's series of essays, Men Only, An Informal History of the Male Nude. And it was written and presented by Matthew Sweet. Tomorrow night, the critic Sarah Kent goes in search of the contemporary male nude. That's at the same time here on Radio 3 at 10:45. Well, it's now 11 o'clock on this Thursday evening, and resisting all urges to make any kind of link at all between that last programme and the next one tonight on Radio 3, let me just hand you on to, well, a very contemporary man, and he has taken his hat off. Time for Late Junction. Here's Max Reinhardt. Good evening.
Thank you for sparing me all that. Well, tonight's Late Junction features this month's session. That'll be around midnight, and we've got Irvine Arditi on violin, Elaine Michener doing vocals, and Alistair Roberts on guitar and vocals. And Elaine is also coming in to talk us through what is a very, very fine session. So that's at midnight. But talking of live performance, well, the Incredible String Band recorded a record live on their first tour of the US, which has finally reached our hands. It's from 1968. They were then a two-piece, Robin Williamson and Mike Heron. And a trailer load of instruments from all over the world, of course. As Robin wrote, "All now in my mind, a dream patchwork, a cobweb, someone's past. I guess it was mine. Chinese light."
Christmas tree be shining gently all around. I think my feet are getting older, and I see the crystal dreams unfolding. I can't keep my eyes on the book because it's morning, but I will lay me down. I will lay me down to dream. Oh, will your magic Christmas tree be shining gently all
Yes, an absolute corker of a live performance. Recorded on the 5th of June 1968, live at the Fillmore East in New York. That was the Incredible String Band with Chinese White. And they were, of course, a big favourite of John Peel at the time. Here's another favourite of John Peel, because one favourite deserves another. Llibyr Lethog, which is Welsh for Milky Way, are a Welsh dub hip-hop electro-punk outfit. And if you're listening, and you probably are, if I got that wrong, well, just tweet in. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk and tell me how to pronounce your name properly. Apologies for that. Actually, they did tweet in and they told me about how they'd been chucked out of Island Studios and many other stories. But right now, this is Anomieville from their album Anomieville Reggae.
Anomieville. Swing at the choir, the midnight are through in hell. an Anomyville.
Zatvila rođa trojaka, zatvila rođa trojaka, mala ja moža, moža ja mala, mala ja moža pijaka, mala ja moža, moža ja mala, mala ja moža pijaka. Vidniš me rabe, Вінничне раби, тільки п'є, прийде додому прийде, прийде додому мене б'є, прийде додому прийде, прийде додому мене. Пиня можу не карай, не пиня можу не карай, лишу ти діти, діти ти лишу, а сама піду за Дунай. Лишу ти діти, діти ти лишу, а сама піду за Дунай. Бо дайся кого знуди, що мене рано збудив, мала я нічка, мала я щастя не виспала, мала я нічка, мала я щастя не виспала. Причини Боже ночі на мої чорні очі, причини Боже друю на мене молодою, причини Боже друю на мене молодою. Казала мені мати зелене жито жати, а я жита й не жала, у бороздоньці лежала, я жита не жала, у бороздоньці лежала. Казала мені мати з хлопцями погуляти, погуляй собі, доню, я тобі не бороню.
Another dip into the folk music in the collections of the Institute of Ethnology of the Czech Academy of Sciences. That was Zastrela Roza, sung by Musky Špev Rašov, which was recorded onto wax plates in 1929 in Prague in a house in which the French firm Pathé had installed some cutting-edge recording equipment. Actually, we all thought that was really very clear. Chwibir Lethog have tweeted in and they've sent me a clip of John Peel pronouncing their name, which I can't actually get at the moment, but I have tweeted out to the rest of the country. It's a good thing, this tweet. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And staying in the present, in Czechoslovakia, there is an amazing duo called DVA. We've been listening to them all week. This is the third and final track from their soundtrack CD to a computer game called Botanicula. This is Juchu.
Thank you. che stava avanti, un di voi che stava avanti. E io stava na mia roça, aprontando minha mandioca por detrás da serra longe, por detrás da serra longe. Oh, oh, oh. Essa terra é minha, essa terra é sua. Eu vim da terra da lua, trus dois diamantes, trus dois diamantes. Oh, oh, oh. Você me leva pra cá, que eu sei que a coisa é dura. Você me leva pra cá, vou trabalhar na agricultura, vou trabalhar na agricultura. Eu quero que o senhor me diga onde foi que eu estava ontem, onde foi que eu estava ontem. Eu estava na minha roça, plantando minha mandioca por detrás da velha ponte, por detrás da velha ponte. Oh, oh, oh. Essa terra é minha, essa terra é sua. Eu tava na terra da lua. Eu trouxe dois diamantes. Eu trouxe dois diamantes. Oh, oh, oh. Preciso falar com você até de madrugada. Preciso falar com você. Meu amor, não era eu de nada. Eu não sou daqui. Eu quero que o senhor me diga onde foi que eu estava ontem. Onde foi que eu estava ontem. E eu vou plantar. Onde foi que eu estava? Eu vou me embora, que é de noite. Meu amor fica sozinha. E pode chegar um malvado, meu amor. Jodiada, pobrezinha. Jodiada, pobrezinha.
Very fine piece. High Interference by Simon Limbrick. And he's a composer-percussionist who's worked with everybody from the Alabama Three and Nana Tsibo to Birmingham Contemporary Music Group and the London Symphony Orchestra. And if you go to his marimba website, you'll see he's got a compositional tool, which is a sort of dot machine, which is it's well worth a try. Before that, we had Bahia's Quijabera de Lagoa de Camisa singing an a cappella work song, possibly from the days of slavery. Unao Sudaki, I'm not from here. I come from the land of the moon and brought two diamonds with me. One of them was that song. More now from the Bariba people of Benin and Nigeria. It's healing music, really. There's a jojeo, which is a one-string fiddle, a riti like Julde Kamara's one, and two percussionists. One's playing the gon bass drum and the other is the karu, which has got more of a rattling sound. This is Boni.
Are there anybody here like Mary, a weeping call to my Jesus in Hildrana? Are there anybody here like Mary, a weeping call to my Jesus in Hildrana? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Are there anybody here like Peter, a sinking call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh? Are there anybody here like Peter, a sinking call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Jailers a trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh. Are there anybody here like jailers a trembling call to my Jesus and he'll draw nigh? Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be to my God on high. Glory, 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 glory be. Glory, 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 glory be to my God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory be to my God. Glory, glory, glory be to my God.
Nature of Light by Iznaj Dui, who I happen to know is Katie English, because I met her last Saturday at the Colleen gig at Cafe Otto, and she plays the cello. But on that, she was playing her flute and with sampler and delay, and maybe she was in her live room somewhere with the window open, because there was some nice bird sound in the background, I think. Before that, Sam Amidon with Weeping Mary from his Bright Sunny South album. And Weeping Mary is a shape note hymn recorded in the 70s by Sam's musicologist parents for a Sacred Harp collection. That's tradition for you. And I think, actually, talking of tradition, Sam was happy as a Sam boy. He died and gone to heaven when he made that album, because the engineer was Jerry Boyce, who is a very famous engineer. Steele, Eisbaum, Martin Carthy, Ali Fargatore, Buena Vista. He was very happy in his company. Very nice sound. Keep the tweets coming in, though they seem to be about Scotch eggs tonight still. Just as we're celebrating British music all June, we can celebrate British food as well. Now, Daphne Oram, post-BBC radiophonic workshops, after she'd left, she created her Aramic Studio for Electronic Composition in Tower Folly, a converted oast house at Fairseat near Rotherham in Kent. Sounds idyllic. From it, here is New Atlantis.
Echoes. Reflecting the voice,
many times,
and as it were, tossing, and some that give back the voice,
louder,
Diff letters, or tick-tick-tick sound, that they receive.
Thank you.
New Atlantis by Daphne Oram. She was obsessed by Francis Bacon's book New Atlantis, and she kind of referred to her life really as the New Atlantis, or elsewhere she called it Atlantis anew. Very much a mystic. Talking of mystics, we've got a mysterious live session coming up with Irvine Arditi, Alistair Roberts and Elaine Michener. And Elaine Michener is in the house and is going to be talking to me a little later on about all the tunes and music that they made together. But now let us turn our attention to Liza Carthy. Her genius is writ large across the 21 years of her career on this double CD that she's just put out. It's called Wayward Daughter. It's compiled by Ian Anderson, who's the editor of F Roots magazine. And Liza's still under 40 years old, rather like me. Originally from her Dreams of Breathing Underwater CD, this is Two Tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liza Carthy, Two Tears, and Elaine Michener is here, and she's just said to me, what an uncompromising songwriter Liza is. It's very true, she is. Here's somebody else who's very uncompromising. It's Mowgli, and he's got a track here called Metal on Ox Tongue, and it's with his King Kang King project.
Girl, drop, girl. Girl, drop, girl. One girl, drop, girl. One girl, drop, girl. One girl,
drop, one girl. Shotgun, duct tape, collar grim. Be a coward in cross slumber. My Eleanor, locked on earth. Take hold, top, skirt. Make top gun splur. Metal on ox tongue, rough. Double entendre, pummel a pot. Come, octal, cordon, blur. Conduct, cop, tongue, spur. Be a rum tom tom drum burst in a mothball. Choke off, burr. She heat it, post up turn. Sing song, song, sang, purr. Little foxtrot, hot cup fur. But block one first, make her swear on her lodge. Sun, birth, bit of blood, blood, clock, clock, nerves. Bear us your crop, crop, curves.
One drop, one girl.
Tin chip, chump, prick, crumble, grim skin, top, palm, lick, pop, gun, come, top, drum, let me suck one chin in a rum, come, or sick, come, gone wrong, the plot is, drop on, blur, connoisseur, got the gist, gum, zest, squeeze, and a bit, crumb, bread, just jest, bear us your one, cut, smur, bud, guts,
this side of the yawning grave, tell you like it, chop, cut, whirl, with a pole's grown power, closed mouth, gobshot, pluck, purse, kiss him under the dog sun, locked up, spurs, spot, lunge, sit up on hot rum, sizzling hot, burn, sting, stung, stank, stern, little stick, got stop, splurge, then sponge up, drop down, sir, believe we're in a box, buckle, gun, that's a lot of love, lost, lot, learn, run up and I'm like a rope, curse, don't be a clutch, rub, stop, stop, stir. Put her back in a cup, tub, hearse. Rocked up, but now squash plums up, purse. Let only done one, sunk, burst. Eruption, rock salt, surge. I love one, trouble, puddled up. In a double one, stop, slut, sir. Soft world, cry the one. Cry the one. Blistered, hanging ordered, trinkets, hang up, call on, mid fret, brandish, sword hand, ribless, haggish, short loin, brisket, lancet, short a pig's head, lantern, torch, Olympics, language, shortened, misread, canvas, corduroy, fin thread, brass, this boredom, interest, planking, walking, cliff's edge, planet, forming insects, cavern calling, inject, pansy, pauper, princess, proud of love, and have all the remorse. Fungus, ulcers, torn hung and puncture. All fours on open sandwich. Short of picnic, ransom. Short of victim, rancid. Sort of wilting, hands up, quartered. Jewelry, crowd of one.
Senegal ben lu bopul ñu bokku neek ba Senegal mi ya ben lu bopul ñu and bokku neek ba ma nga ko yang ci bir dola yang ci bir alpular yang ci bir uy mande yang ci bir serer yang ci bir senin ke yang ci bir uy walak yang ci bir bilay na yang ci bir Senegal Senegal ben lu bopul ño bokku neek ba Senegal mi ya ben lu bopul ñu and bokku neek ba ma nga ko yang ci bir ñola
yang Benny Bop by Fofula. Benny Bop in the Wolof language means one head, describing people from different cultures living and working together, and that's what Fofula are. They've got members from Senegal, the UK and the Gambia, and they're making a whole new sound. Talking of whole new sounds, it's time for the Late Junction session for June. Welcome, Elaine Michener.
Thank you. Hi.
Very nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're going to be talking about the music to us. But you were in quite a virtuoso trio, because like you yourself, you're a classically trained singer, and yet you're extremely fluent in gospel, jazz, free improvisation. You've worked with David Toop, Steve Beresford, Max Eastley, Maggie Nichols. We are not worthy. But but then we've got Alasdair Roberts, who joins you. He's just an amazing Scottish folk singer, and he studied at the feet of Will Oldham, Bonnie Prince Billy. He's got, you know, one of the most emotional voices in the music business. And Irvin Arditti, who's nothing if he isn't an avant-garde virtuoso on the fiddle.
I am not worthy. I was not worthy of that company. But
so were you very worried when you got into the studio with
them? Extremely worried. Beforehand, because of course we've never worked together before, so I was worried and excited, because I just knew it would be fantastic as well.
Well, I think
I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen, but you just have to throw caution to the winds, and we all did.
Well, that's what we're going to do: throw caution to the winds. In a moment, we're going to hear "False, False," the first track that you did. But first of all, let's hear what Alasdair had to say.
False, False is a Scottish Traveller song which I learnt from the singing of a woman called Sheila Stewart. It's a singer from Blairgowrie in Perthshire, and it's just a song that I've always loved and found beautiful, and wanted to see what would happen when I brought it into this context with these musicians.
False, false, hey, you've been to me, my how often you've changed your mind. But since you laid your love on another fair girl, I'm afraid you're no more mine.
Reason why the red light's still on.
I will climb into a tree that is too high for me, asking fruit whether weren't any growing. In warm water out an east cold clay, and against the stream I was right. Oh, but I climb up some higher tree. The hairy white snowflakes nest. I am down, will I fall, or without any arms that love me the best.
You're listening to the Arditi Michener-Roberts Late Junction Session, and that was False False, and we've got Elaine Michener here with us. So, Elaine, it seemed to me that you were sort of caught there between the devil and the deep blue sea. I don't know which was which, but you had to be in tune with Alistair, and you had to also be in tune with Irvin, who was doing some very interesting things.
He was indeed navigating my way through, and it was the first piece that we did in the session. We only exchanged a few emails And I don't think any of us really prepared anything, because obviously it's a free improv session. So Irvin had brought a kind of metallic insect that I can't remember the name of, but we'll call it a rattle. It was something that he used for some pieces by Giacinto Scelsi, the Italian composer, and it makes a wonderful grainy, almost kind of dusty groove vinyl record sound, which he used for that first piece. And so what I decided to do was to imitate that sound, but it has a ghostly feel for it, which was perfect for this piece. And I love navigating my way through works when I'm working with musicians who I've never performed with before. And I really felt that this was a fantastic choice by Alistair to help us ground and find out musically what we're about and what we could do. And I felt very confident about the session, having done that first work.
Well, you all sound at the top of your game. It's really amazing. Now, we're reaching a stage of the session, a tune called Bellissimo, where you all swap instruments.
Yes.
Now, what do you want to do that for?
Well, I turned to Vin and said, it's your turn now to lead the next piece. And he was like, what do I do? I said, well, do whatever you want us to do. He said, OK, let's swap instruments. Immediately, I started to panic because everyone plays the guitar apart from me. So I took Alistair's guitar. Irvin gave Alistair his violin, and Irvin decided to sing. Away we go.
Bellissimo. Thank you. McPherson was a person with lang yellow hair. We went together down the water last Glasgow fair. The rain it did come down in torrents, her hair she couldn't keep dry, and all the day the streaks of grey kept coming through the dye.
Jean McPherson was a person with long yellow hair. We went together down the water, last Glasgow fair. The rain, it did come down in torrents. Her hair, she couldn't keep dry. And all the day, the streaks of grey kept coming through the dye.
Jean McPherson was a person with long yellow hair. We went together down the water, last Glasgow fair. The rain it did come down in torrents. Her hair she couldn't keep dry, and all the day the streaks of grey kept coming through the dye.
Jean McPherson was a person with long yellow hair. We went together down the water, last Glasgow fair. The rain it did come down in torrents. She hear she couldn't keep dry, and all the day the streaks of grey kept coming through the dye.
Jean McPherson was a person with lang yellow hair. We went together down the water, last Glasgow fair. The rain it did come down in torrents, her hair she couldn't keep dry, and all the day the streaks of grey kept coming through the dye.
Jean McPherson was a person with long yellow hair. We went together down the water, last Glasgow fair. The rain it did come down in torrents, her hair she couldn't keep dry, and all the day the streaks of grey kept coming through the dye.
Jean McPherson was a person with long yellow hair. We went together down the water, last Glasgow fair. The rain it did come down in torrents. Her hair she couldn't keep dry, and all the day the streaks of grey kept coming through the dye.
Well, you're listening to the June Late Junction session, and it's a great one. In fact, Peggy Roberts, who may well be Alastair Roberts' mother, has tweeted in, weirdly good or goodly weird. What do you think, Elaine Michener?
I wish she could be his mother. She's just a fan.
No, what I meant was...
Goodly weird. Goodly weird. Yes. Weirdly good. Goodly weird. It was.
Tell me about Coming Through the Die. So, is that a Glaswegian song or is it from the Caribbean?
It's a Glaswegian song, but when I read it at home, I thought, this reminds me of Jamaican dialect. And obviously there's, because of the history of the Caribbean and indentured people from Scotland being sent to various parts of the Caribbean, and there are connections there, and there are linguistic connections, and I wanted to put those together, and I thought this would be a really good chance to do that. I have no idea what my parents will think of my attempts at a Jamaican accent.
They could tweet in, couldn't they? They could tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or even email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Yes, I think they should. Of course, actually, Bob Marley's dad was Scottish.
There we go.
And that was Irvin using a bottleneck slide on his violin.
I love him for that. I just love him. He was just full of surprises and just totally going for it. It's fantastic.
Let's hear what he had to say about the whole experience.
It's the first time I've done anything like this for many, many years. Normally I play other people's music, highly notated music, and so it was really fun to improvise with very different people to myself. People were doing different things in the field of music. One thing I found very interesting is that we only did one take of everything, but it was like everyone put themselves completely into what we were doing. And maybe it's something you can't repeat with improvisation, of course, but we got into the mood of each thing we did very quickly, that I found quite fascinating.
You do we back in his countenance to countenance to countenance. Change it. Thank you so much. She had she had goats.
Do it!
That was called Rudest, apparently. Is that right, Elaine?
That's absolutely right. It was rude.
Well, there ends the session for June for Lake Junction, and with Irvine Arditi there on violin and voice. Fabulous Elaine Michener on voice. That's you.
Thank you.
And Alistair Roberts on electric guitar and previously on vocals. A brilliant, brilliant session. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about
it. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And by the way, Peggy Roberts has tweeted in and she says she is his mother. Echoes of Alex Campbell. Alistair Roberts. I don't know. I can't work out this tweet business. So it's nearly time for me to say goodbye, because that's it for my fortnight on Lake Junction in June. I'll be back in July. For the next fortnight, you have Fiona Talkington, and after that, Nick Luscombe. And as somebody has emailed in, he says, the fact that all three presenters have their quirky ways is so much fun. That's very nice. Thank you very much, Steve Gov Humphreys. We like you too. And I'm going to leave you tonight with Grey Reverend from Brooklyn with a tune called Lament.
Hello, welcome to Music Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katrina Young. The year 1765 features in my selection tonight, when Telemann was writing some of his final works, J.C. Bach was organising London's first subscription concerts, and a 22-year-old Boccherini was playing in the orchestra of Giovanni Sammartini in Milan. They all featured in a concert given in Denmark in February 2012 by Concerto Copenhagen, who started a fraction earlier with a man whose legacy inspired not just the next generation, but musicians for centuries to come. This is the overture to Jephtha, the last oratorio by Handel. The overture to Handel's Jephthah. He was going blind when he wrote it. At one point, he put in the score that his eyesight made it impossible for him to go on. Lars Ulrik Mortensen conducted Concerto Copenhagen, part of a concert they gave in the Danish town of Faaborg in February 2012. The rest of their programme concentrated on a wonderfully rich musical year, 1765. C.P.E. Bach was working in Berlin then. He wrote a vast number of keyboard works there, one of which he later made into this oboe concerto.